Do you remember getting a message from a green before than the past?
Question is, what marketing drives majority of sales or auto policy sales in your agency? Marketing drives the majority of auto policy sales. At mailing, telemarketing, internet leads, being radio ads, yellow pages. Now, I know there are more, you know, referrals and all those, but these are kind of your big five. So I want to get an idea, because everyone feels like if I do these five things, that everything I need is in place. And that's not true, guys. And you're noticing that. So I want to see right now, though, based on our marketing, what marketing drives the majority of your auto policy?
The guy that wrote that book.
So far, 75% of you have voted, 78%. So please, we need these other 22% to come online and vote. This is very, very important. This is what we use to help design our training, to help keep our pulse, keep our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the industry, and more importantly, to determine what you need so that we can provide that to you to help you grow your agencies. Doesn't matter what type of agency you are, PNC, life, financial services based, it doesn't really matter, for health. Try to put together training that's going to help you. 88% of you have voted so far. For 12% of you that are not participating, we really need you to participate. What marketing drives the majority of your auto policy sales? About another 15 seconds. Another 15 seconds.
Are you voting?
I'm voting already.
I've got a couple more folks out there voting. That's good. What marketing drives the majority of your auto policy sales? All right, I'm going to go ahead and close this and show you the results. Now, guys, this is real. This is what your peers and what your competitors are saying drives their auto sales. 33% say mailing. 19% say telemarketing. 17% say internet leads. 10% TV and radio ads. 21% say yellow pages. Why is this important? Because all of you are probably doing these, aren't you? You're like, my God, 33% are mailing. I'm mailing and my leads are not going up. 19% telemarketing, 17% internet leads, 10% TV and radio ads, 21% yellow pages. And these are real statistics. This is what's happening out in the actual industry. But they're not as effective as they used to be. Now you find that you have to mail two times or sometimes three times more than you did before. And so it's very important to everyone that we identify not only what's working, but what you need to add to what's working. Now, I've got a question out here that says, can we ask questions? It depends on how much time I have left at the end. I might take questions. If not, my telemarketing team will call and do a training survey on everyone that's on, for everyone that's online today within the next week. So if you don't get your question answered today and you need it answered right away, go ahead and email us if I don't get to it, or just wait for our training evaluators to give you a call, and they'll go over everything that you need as well. With that being said, let's get on to some training. There are four basic ways people find out about your agency. One, they read something about you. Now, I want to stress, it doesn't matter if someone else writes this or this is something that you wrote, or maybe it's a card or corporate mailing. But there are four basic ways that people find out about your agency. One, they read something about you. Two, they hear or see something about you. Three, someone tells them about you. Four, they're searching for a product or service and they locate you or your agency information while searching. And when I say searching, I'm talking about all kinds of searching. They can look through the yellow pages. They can be on the internet. They can just drive down the street and suddenly see your shop and say, hey, you know, I need this. Maybe something triggers it. They say, I really need to get a quote on my auto insurance. But there are four basic ways that people find out about your agency. In order to really drive business, you have to own all four of these. When I say own, meaning you have to have all four of these in place and acting effectively for you 24 hours a day. They read something about you. Everyone has been taught to mail, 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 especially if you're corporate. You know, one of these captive agents, that's all they talk about, mail, mail, mail. Well, I can't seem to get more sales from the mailing. Well, then mail more. or mail over here, or mail over there. Try mailing this. And so after a while, you're spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to write hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars in policy. Not very smart. So reading is important. Yes, you do have to mail. Having a mailing process is important, but it's not the only thing that's going to work for you. Number two, they hear or see something about you. This is where your radio, your app, you know, your TV, all those other things come into play. They hear or see something about you. Number three, someone tells them about you. Whether it's your referral partner, whether it's a client, whether it's whoever, someone tells them about you and they end up wanting to use your service. And then four, they're searching for a product or service and they locate you or your agency. So please remember this because I like to keep things simple, guys. Four basic ways people find out about your agency. You have to own all four of these in order to really drive auto sales in 2010. So let's look at what you, step by step, what you really need to do to write autos, okay? First, you're going to have to talk to three times more quoted prospects than you did last year. See, this is where that mailing piece, you know, 33% of you said we do mailing. And that's fine and dandy. But if you notice, my very first bullet says, you must talk to. That's why I got it capitalized and in red and bold. You must talk to three times more quoted prospects than you did last year. Now, the fact that you're quoting more should, it doesn't all the time, depending on what your process is. And we're going to get into that. That's why you guys that have gotten away from the telemarketing piece, you know, agents, you know, we used to do that, dialing for dollars. We did that. And then we got so good, or the housing market made us believe we were so good that we stopped doing it. And I mean, there are agents that are very arrogant about it. Oh, I will never telemarket, ever. Okay, well, that was in 2006, 2007. This is 2010. It's a whole different ballgame. You must talk to three times more quoted prospects than you did last year to equal the same amount of sales that you did last year. Bullet two, you must extract more leads per marketing campaign. You know, that 1 to 3% that everyone has been taught for years, and, you know, I know when you're consultants come in your agency, that's what they tell you. Well, we expect a 1 to 3% return. So based on the law of numbers, you should just be able to mail out 20 million and be able to write all of your goals, right? Doesn't happen that way because they're not just sitting around waiting on your mailing. There are 19,000 other companies and folks and agencies that are mailing to them as well. So what makes your mail any more impressive than anyone else? That's why you have to learn to extract more leads per marketing campaign. Because if you don't, if you don't get that extra 1, 2, 5, or 10 from that same marketing campaign, you're going to be hurt on numbers when it comes to the end of the year. Bullet three, you must have a value conversation with every prospect you talk to. Let me tell you what happened in between 2002 and 2008. The housing bubble happened. Everyone believed they were a hero. Do you realize between 2002 and 2008, 30% of all commercials on television, one out of every three commercials on television between 2002 and 2008 were car commercials. So folks were buying cars left and right. It was all built on a not-so-real housing bubble, but folks were house rich. As you well know, they would finance and pull $50,000, $60,000, out of a house, and then they'd go buy a car, and then, you know, of course, that drove everything else. Everything related to home, everything that the money was used, increased. So agencies were driving homeowners' policies, and then from those homeowners' policies, they were getting auto policies. Well, guess what? That hasn't changed. It hasn't. What's changed is your value conversation. We lost the ability to be salespeople. That's what we came into this business to be. We were salespeople when we first came in. Remember that? Everyone you met at the table, everyone you saw anywhere, what would you do? You'd give them your card. What do you do? I'm an insurance. This is what I do. Stop by my agency. This is, and then you had the conversation down pat. Didn't matter what they say, you had the comeback for it. You had the explanation of why that coverage needed to be this way.
The comeback, you hear that?
But 2002 happened, the housing market happened, and we went from being salespeople to being cashiers. What is a cashier? Someone comes through your line, ring them up, You give them the receipt, and you send them on your way. Well, guess what? We don't even give them the receipt anymore. We don't do things like automated confirmation emails and things like that. I know some of the companies are finally starting to get on board with this, but we as agents have always had that ability, and we moved away from it. We lost our ability to have value conversations with every prospect you talk to. And what's a value conversation? Okay. A value conversation is, I don't just talk about auto, because auto is a commodity, guys. Please understand, and I know what your companies are telling you and all this kind of stuff. This is why I will never be, you know, one of those corporate-approved vendors, because I'm going to give you the real deal. Auto insurance is a commodity. Anything that I can buy through a magazine, online, or someone can set up shop in about a day and start selling me something, that's a commodity, okay? Auto insurance is a commodity. What's not a commodity is the conversations that go with auto insurance. What's not a commodity is how auto insurance is used to cover additional weaknesses in your life portfolio. So let me talk about a value conversation real quick. A value conversation would be one where maybe I'm going down my typical auto insurance and I'm looking at your liability and I'm looking at your medical and I'm looking at your uninsured motors and I, you know, a PIP depending on what state you're in. And I get to uninsured motors and I go, this is for you. You know, liability is for someone else, but uninsured motors is for you. So let me ask you a question. Right now you've got 100, 300. If I wrote you a check for $100,000 today and told you you could not go back to work and you had to live on this $100,000 and pay all your medical bills for, let's say, 4 or 5 years, would you be able to do that? How many of us can say yes? Very few, if any. Well, now that's a real conversation. The value is not in the fact that I give you 100, 300 uninsured motorists. The value is in the fact that I'm telling you I'm identifying a weakness. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have health insurance? What's your copay and what's your deductible? Oh, my copay is 80-20 and my deductible is $10,000. Okay, well then, based on what I'm looking at with your auto policy, I can cover some of those gaps. Maybe I can add more medical insurance to cover that $10,000 deductible, because right now you've only got $2,000 in medical insurance, depending on, you know, whatever state you're in. Those are value conversations. And you know who should have those value conversations? The gatekeeper, the very first person that you talk to. But 90% of the time, guys, 90% of the time when I talk to agents and I ask, who is the weakest salesperson in your agency? You know who it is? It's the person who usually is the first to talk to a customer or prospect. So I'm putting my weakest person at the moment of truth with my client. So when you call in to get a quote, my weakest salesperson is the one who takes that information. When it comes time to do a policy review, my weakest salesperson is the one that is supposed to initiate that. When it comes time to review your coverages when you're doing an endorsement, my weakest salesperson is the one that does that. Well, of course things are going to fall through the crack. Not through the crack. They're going to fall completely through the floor. So you have to train your gatekeepers and your initial contact people to have those value conversations. Because I promise you, if you're not having them, they're not having them. Let me move on. Our next bullet, you can't get emotionally involved in the rates. And I'm hearing this all the time. Guys, if you're going to move into the auto insurance world, it's a rate competitive world. That's just the way it is. And guess what? You're not always going to be the cheapest rate. So if your total conversation is rates, that's all I can really talk to you about. I can't show you how my policies will help to cover other weaknesses. I can't show you how the fact that you do things outside of the home with non-family members that are considered life-threatening or they're considered unsafe, how I can use that part of your auto policy to help cover this, the liability portion, to make sure that you are covered. I can't get emotionally involved in the rates. It's not my job. It's not our job to spend our customers' money. Okay? It's not. Our job is to provide the coverage that will cause the least amount of disruption to our customers' quality of life should a claim occur. I'm going to say this one more time. Our job as professional insurance agents is to provide coverage that will cause the least amount of disruption to their quality of life should a claim occur. And you can't provide that coverage if you're scared of rates. We already said you got to talk to three times more people. Why? Because you've moved into a rate-sensitive world. And when everything is rates, all things being equal, a person will always go with the lowest rates. So if you can't have a value conversation, if you can't extract more leads per marketing, if you can't talk to three or four times more people than you did last year, you're going to lose in this game. You're going to lose. Next bullet, you have to get in front of groups of prospects whenever possible. That whole one shot, one kill thing, it may have worked, like I said, 2002 to 2008 when we were all heroes. But now we got to get back to being salespeople. The part of being salespeople is the same conversation that I have with one, I can have with 50. You know, I think right now, I haven't looked at the total numbers, but I think we got about 900 plus agents online right now. And I promise you, this conversation would be just as effective with one or just as effective with 900. But me, from a marketing standpoint and from a business standpoint and from a branding standpoint, it makes more sense for me to get in front of 900 people and have this value conversation than to get in front of one at a time and have that value conversation. So you have to get in front of groups of prospects whenever possible. Next bullet, you must be prepared to spend more money on effective marketing than you did last year. Notice I've got effective, bold, you know, got it in red. Effective, you can't waste money. There are a lot of agencies that are going to shut their doors this year. And the reason why they're shutting their doors is because they don't know what to put their money into. They're just throwing it against the wall and hope that it sticks. No, you have to be able to identify effective marketing campaigns. You have to know where the majority of new business in your agency currently comes from. Who's your strongest sales rep in the agency? Who's the weakest? Where do your referrals come from? What outside lead sources are working best? You have to be able to identify those things. And if you don't put systems in place to identify them, you're going to be throwing money against the wall, and you can't do that. Next bullet, your agency and staff must be more disciplined and consistent with conversations, information management, office processes, and marketing than they were last year. And that's just to get back to where you were last year. Okay, just to get back. We're not talking about even growing yet. We're talking about just to stay where you were last year. You got to do all these different things. Why do you have to be more disciplined and more consistent? Because remember what I said earlier? All things being equal, a prospect will always go with the lowest price. So you can't be equal. You have to be better. You have to have more discipline in your conversation. You have to be more consistent with your follow-up. You have to be more consistent with your value conversations. You have to be more consistent about not getting emotionally involved in the rates. You have to be more disciplined about getting in front of groups and putting marketing plans together. That's the only way you're truly going to win in this market. Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said,
can't worry about the rate.
Change. There are some things you should not change, okay? Or processes of your agency should not change. Mm-hmm. Claims process.
Certain areas, you might have the highest
process. Now, let me talk about this real quick.
This is something simple.
Especially to my members that are online, because I know I got quite a few members that are online. Mm-hmm. Claims is the moment of truth. Mm-hmm. Everything that you do, everything that you sell, remember I said this earlier, I'm gonna say this one more time, hopefully you guys will really take this home. As a professional insurance agent, I have one job, to provide the coverage that will cause the least amount of disruption to my customer's quality of life should a claim occur.
That's it. That's what he said. That I would talk.
Why am I removed from the process when a claim occurs? Why am I being told, hand my customer a 1-800 number and have a nice day? That's because they don't want you handling claims, and I absolutely understand that. We're not claims adjusters. We'll screw it up if we try to become claims adjusters. But you know what? If I can explain the coverage when I sold it to you, why can't I explain the coverage? Why can't I re-explain the coverage to you when you need it? Okay? Let's say that again. If I can explain the coverages when I sold them to you, why can't I re-explain the coverage when it comes time for you to use it? And I'm watching these companies, and all of them, I'm talking your Allstate, State Farms, Nationwide, and Liberty Mutuals, all of them, guys. You're getting the claim notice, and then you might follow up with the customer, or you might not follow up with the customer, or you might follow up with them 10 days later after everything's screwed up because you didn't set the expectation. You should contact your customer within 24 hours of that claim, not to try and become the claims adjuster, but to walk them through what you sold them to begin with.
Yep.
I want to remind you, this is what liability does. This is what PIP or medical does. This is what uninsured motorist does. This is what collision is. This is your deductible on collision. Understand, our purpose is to put you back to where you were day before the claim occurred. That's what our goal is, to get you back to where you were the day before the claim occurred. That's to indemnify you. So if the day before the claim occurred, you were driving a 1992 Toyota Corolla,
tell me how you're doing.
And 90,000 miles on it, that's where we're going to get you back to. So don't expect to walk away from this claim with a brand new Mercedes. You've forgotten that. We don't have that value conversation. We don't set the expectation for our customer. So our customer goes into claims blind. And now all hell breaks loose because the customer's mad at you, mad at claims, mad at everybody. You know, water backup, one of those things. You sell $5,000. Let's say Texas, I think, where the limit for most of these companies are around $5,000, $10,000. Well, you know, water backup, that's a $10,000 or $15,000 claim almost instantly, regardless of how big it is or how small it is. And that's not counting your personal property. We need to set the expectation for our customers when we have that conversation. Okay? Very, very important. So the claims process, I'm not telling you to go out and be claims adjusters. I'm telling you to re-explain the coverage that you sold them to begin with so that their expectation is properly set. The ex-dating process. Guys, you can't lose information. They're no longer the days of I'll go out and buy 50,000 names, and if I don't need them, oh well, I'll go buy 50,000 more. It's getting quite expensive, isn't it? Everybody's making money off insurance but the insurance agent. So the ex-date process has to be something that's really working in your agency. Everyone that you talk to has to, you should ex-date them. Cross-selling, value conversations, not order-taking or checklist selling. What's order-taking? What I explained earlier. Someone calls into your agency, I'd like to get a quote on this. What do you have now? I have 20, 40. Okay, I'll match everything to you, and here's your here's what we have. Oh, you're $50 more expensive. Oh, well, sorry, maybe next time. Okay. That's not good cross-selling, is it? That's order-taking. Same thing with checklist selling. Checklist selling is we don't determine any needs. We don't know if you got kids. We don't know if you own a business. We don't know anything. All we know is my agent told me to go down this checklist and ask you, do you need a pup? Do you need a motorcycle? Do you need a boat? Do you need this? Do you need that? Checklist selling is better than not asking at all, but the best way is to have a value conversation, all right? Cross selling. The endorsement process. Again, that's one of those moment of truths, but we don't take advantage of it anymore. We don't have that value conversation with the endorsement. We don't ask additional questions to uncover possible weaknesses. We don't remind them that you don't have rental, you don't have towing, you don't have this. Those are very important processes to keep in place. Golden questions. For my members, you know, I'm really big into asking questions that lead, or I'll make up a word, decommoditize. Maybe I'm with a company that I honestly cannot compete on a level playing field when it comes to rates. So that means I can't stay on this auto conversation very long. I have to use this auto conversation to transition to something bigger, better, broader. Okay? How do I do that? Well, I have to use my auto cover weaknesses that are found in other parts of your insurance profile. That's what I mean about during the medical, maybe if you're a medical or PIP and you're asking, do you have health insurance? If so, what's your copay and your deductible? Some of them are going to say, no, I don't have health insurance. But you have three children? Maybe we need to bump up your medical coverage, because at least if you're involved in a car accident, you'll have more money out there for each of those children versus what you have right now. That's decommoditizing my auto policy and using it to cover a weakness for something else.
A
golden question, Stu. Confirmation emails. We don't even give our clients receipts anymore. Okay, we don't do that. What's a confirmation email? Confirmation email is a pre-written email that you send out with every endorsement, pay, or whatever they do. You send that out. But on the confirmation email, you ask survey questions. Now, I know I just got some notice that one of the companies that likes to use some of my training techniques, which I'm always honored whenever someone decides to copy something that we've put out. But I know one of the companies is doing that. But I want to stress this. You guys know who you are. You know what company you're with. You just got the notice that says we are going to start sending out a survey anytime an endorsement is done on auto or something like that. Read the language on it. That endorsement is once every 9 months. Okay, once every 9 months. So if you've got a customer that maybe added a car or did something, or that's all fine and dandy. But let's say it happens two times or three times. Maybe they call in and they do three endorsements in a year. They're only going to get one survey. And that's not a real moment of truth either, because that's not what you're sending them. That's what the company is sending them. So don't devalue yourself depending on the company. Confirmation emails are very important. The new business process, from start to finish, there should be a process. If you guys aren't writing life insurance, it's because you're not following a proper new business process, okay? And that's next month's focus, is how to write more life insurance. Emergency contacts. I can't even stress the importance of emergency contacts to help you get in front of more people, to help your brand. I'm not talking about getting emergency contacts. I'm not talking about the person who says, we like to get an emergency contact and, you know, we're going to call them and market them. No, nobody wants to give up that name. But if you really show the value behind the emergency contact, and you show the emergency contact your value by keeping in touch with them. Every time your customer gets ready to renew, you should be calling that emergency contact as well, saying, hey, this person chose you to have the responsibility of their emergency contact. Are you still comfortable having that responsibility? Well, guess what? Their agents don't do that. Okay? I've been teaching the emergency contact process the way we teach it for two and a half years now. And I'd say even the way I teach it, maybe 20% of my members have actually bought into this. And the 20% that are, they're laughing all the way to the bank. And the 20% the 80% that haven't, they're not getting it. Very powerful piece, if you use it properly. It's not to be used for marketing. It's not to be used as a new list of people to call and harass. If you use it the way we train it, I promise you it'll be extremely effective. The customer policy review process. Guys, mailing out something to a customer that tells them what their coverage is not a customer policy review process. It's a customer notification process. It's a here are your coverages process, but it's not a customer policy review process. It can be part of it. Maybe I do mail you out something, and maybe I do call you to follow up. And if I get you, you know, I call you two or three times, I don't get you, well, guess what? I need another vehicle out there so that you can still go and review. That's where agency hotlines come from. Something available 24 hours a day. I've tried. I mailed you something. I called you three or four times. We tried. We emailed you. We text messaged you. We did everything we could to try to get in contact with you. You never would call us back. I'm still not done. I've got an agency hotline out here that you can call 24 hours a day and at least get a general policy review. Now, when you call me and there's a claim and I start telling you about all your weaknesses on your policy and you say, well, how come no one ever told me? Well, we tried. Mm-hmm. We called you. We mailed you. We text messaged you. We sent out this. We did all these other things. We even put a hotline out that gave you your basic coverages, and you wouldn't participate in the process. So you can't get mad at me now, because I did everything I was supposed to do. But if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, then guess what? They're always going to blame it on you. Guys, homeowners and business owners still have to be the marketing foundation of your agency, okay? Do not give up your homeowner's leads or your business owner leads, your commercial leads, and chase these auto leads. It's just not effective. And I know a lot of you are saying, well, the internet leads work well for me. Yeah, you're probably closing at 10 or 15%. That's pretty much average across the industry. Guess what, though? Homeowners are still up in the 25 to 30% range. Everything that you want to sell in your agency, still from a base of homeowners and business owners. Say this again. Everything that you want to sell in your agency still comes from a base of homeowners and business owners. And I know what you guys are saying, especially my coastal guys. Billy, we can't sell homeowners. Can't sell it through your primary company, but you have a competitive advantage. You can now broker it, a lot of you guys. That's 4, 5, 6, 7 companies that you can broker through. That's a competitive advantage. I can talk to this prospect and say, I've got 7 companies that I can compare your rates and coverages to and come up with the best package for you, versus only having one company that I can compare. And if this one doesn't work out, oh well, I'm gone. So I'm telling you guys, this is a competitive advantage. You're just not used to it, not used to having this advantage, but it is. And for you guys that you don't have a homeowner's issue and you can write home and auto with no particular problems, homeowners is still your best foundational tool to use to get to auto. It's still your best foundational tool. Think about this. Let's look at renters, okay? No, that's the big push, renters and auto, renters and auto. It's safe for the company, but it means nothing for you. Renters don't own boats. Renters don't own motorcycles. Renters probably don't have ATVs. I'm talking on average. Renters don't need umbrella policies. Renters probably could care, they're not as concerned about life insurance. Renters just don't have that foundational tooler. They don't have that foundational mindset that I need in order to really stress those value conversations. Homeowners and business owners do, because last I checked, pretty much every business owner, that had a real legitimate business, was a homeowner. Again, don't move away from them. Now, for all of our members, all of these processes are clearly explained in our video and document library, which I'll go into in a little bit. But I want to stress this. You see, guys, why I schedule for an hour and a half, and for you guys that have never been with us before, this is how we train. There's no fluff. There's no gimmick. There's no, I don't have things to sell you. I don't create all these email tools and telemark. I don't create any of that stuff. I'm an agent, just like you're an agent. I just happen to be an agent that owns an investment group that has about $285 million in premium that we control, but I'm an agent every day, just like you're an agent, and that's where our strength comes in. Let's talk about some things. Now, those are things, let me go back up. Those are things that I said you have to have. You shouldn't change these. If you're doing these, you need to keep doing them. If you're not doing them, you need to start doing them because these are your core processes. But there are some things that you have to add. You must add. First thing you got to do is you got to start defining monthly sales goals. If you guys are not doing this, shame on you. It's got to be per agency and per licensed staff. The days of throwing it out there and how did you do this month? Oh, I did okay. No. You have got to go and set clearly defined goals. And the best tool that I have out there to be able to allow you to do that is our agency bonus tool. If you guys can see my website here, this is inspirenation.net, our website. I've actually got a free tool out here called the agency bonus tool. You click here on our website. It'll take you to the agency bonus tool. You just fill in your information here. Then at the bottom, it says click here to download the agency. This unlocks once you've filled in some information. Just some basic. You got to fill out everything, just a couple of them. But I've already got the tool out here.
You trust
that? So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open up this tool and show you how we would actually use the tool to help you grow your agency. Okay, so let's go here.
It's not online.
Bonus tool does. It's not a fancy-dancy tool. It's just a way of us being able to identify, a way for us to identify, here's what you need to do per agency and per staff person. So total six-month agency policy production. Let's say my goal for the year is 600 auto items. I need to write 600 cars. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to break that into a six-month period. Why a six-month period? Because I never want to get to that month 9, 10, 11, or 12, and then I'm behind the ball trying to figure out what I need to do. So we're going to take your total six-month agency policy production, 300. Let's say 600 was the year, so we're going to cut it into 6 months. That means average for policies in my agency has to be 50. Let's say I've got 3 licensed producers. These are people that are actually selling, producing. That means my monthly policies for producers at a minimum is 16. But I always want to add 20% to something. Again, you want your floor and your ceiling, always. Your staff should know what's the floor and what's the ceiling when it comes to production. So I'm going to say that I'm going to bonus you if you hit that upper 20%. So I'm going to go with 20. Your floor is 16. Your ceiling and above is 20. My total six-month agency premium for that is about $400 per car. So I'm going to go with average premium per month of $20,000, average premium per producer of $6,000, and then I'll bonus you at 8. And this kind of breaks it out. So the only thing I really had to put in, guys, was 300 here and my licensed producers. Everything else figured it out for me. Now, we're not actually discussing the bonus part today, but it will figure out your bonus for you as well. We're just discussing what my numbers are. And this is what you have to do. You have to tell your staff, here's your floor, and here's your ceiling and above. And it's got to be based on something realistic. So go back over your last 6 months and figure out what you wrote the last 6 months, or take your upcoming six-month goal and put that in there. But it needs to be realistic, and it needs to be standardized, okay? Realistic and standardized.
Take the money.
Let's come back over here, and I'm going to show you.
Oh, it came back.
That's the first thing. The next thing I want to talk about is this cloud call center. Guys, there are some phenomenal tools that are out. First of all, remember I told you earlier, you got to start telemarketing again. And I know you're saying, Billy, I hate telemarketing. I don't want to telemarket. But guess what? There are so many tools and technologies and programs that are out now that will help you to telemarket, or at least allow you to put a telemarketing person or staff in place. And even if you don't want to do it, you still should have it. So telemarketing. One of the tools that we use is called the Cloud Call Center. And this is through a company. I'm going to go back to my website. This is through a company called CallFire.com. CallFire.com. So I'm going to roll up here, and I'm going to go to my recommended vendors on my website, www.inspireanation.net. .net, .com, .org. You can type in whatever you want. I own them all, so it doesn't matter. And we're going to come down here, and we're going to go to callfire.com. Right here. Callfire.com has created this tool called the Cloud Call Center. And the Cloud Call Center is absolutely phenomenal. What it does, guys, is it allows you to basically only connect to live people. You know, with the do not call list and with the new rules on prospecting, you know, cold calling and all that stuff, folks have gotten afraid of telemarketing. And you should. 80% of the folks in the country are on the do not call. But those 20% that aren't, or if you've got a prior customer or prior prospect that's given you permission to call them back, you need to call them. Your customers for policy reviews, things like that, you need to call them. And that whole Jody sit down for 1 hour and call as many people as you can, and Jody reaches about three people, that's not efficient. Using the Cloud Call Center, it will dial it for you. It will automate the entire process. You can put in, you can build the script right into the tool, right into everything, and then it only connects you to live people. So because your staff doesn't dial, because your staff doesn't have to worry about the list of names, because the only thing your staff needs to do is talk to people. That's it. It's going to connect them to live people only. Your efficiency is 4 to 5% above what it was before. All right, so again, that's the Cloud Call Center, telemarketing. You have to start adding that in if you want to write autos. X-date mailing process, you got to add that in. And I'm going to go through each one of these. Increase referral networks and partnerships. You can't be out here alone. If you're dealing in the auto world, guys, this isn't like the homeowner's world where you had your real, you know, you had your real estate guys and you had your loan processors and maybe your attorneys, folks that were sending you business, and that's what you built your foundation on. There's nothing wrong with that, but you now have to create an entire new referral network based on auto. No, and maybe that is body shops, or maybe that is car washes, but it's all, you know, it's all driven around auto. So you have to increase your referral networks and partnerships. Just marketing with defined criteria. Remember I said you can't just mail 20 million things and think you're going to get more business? Now you need to start using lists that are more defined and that are specific. And we'll show you some here where you can actually go out and say, I want people that have credit-like scores of 700 or above. I want them to have multi-cars. I want them to be homeowners. I want them to live in this zip code. I want them to live in this area. And those are those really defined criteria lists. And then you have to extract more from that. So you just can't mail them. You've got to have other tools. That's why you have to use things like social networking, and you got to be able to drive folks to websites that have video and audio, and so they're more interactive than they were. So even if I'm not ready to buy, I'm ready to engage. Okay? I'm ready to engage. You guys, and think about yourself today. Any of you have got newsletters and emails and all kind of stuff from me probably for years, but you didn't show up until the topic became important to you. Yeah. You blew it off and said, that's just another guy trying to sell us something. He doesn't know anything. What does he know? You know, big deal. He bought, you know, 10, 11, 12 agencies through his investment company. Big deal. He doesn't know anything. Well, now all of a sudden it's getting real to you. Now it's that moment of truth, and you go, I'm looking for any resource that I can to help me. Now you show up on my conference call. Now you show up on my webinar. That's the same thing with you. You have to have more things to drive people and to engage people. Mailing in and of itself does not engage people. What are you going to put out there with the mailing? Where are they going to go? Are they going to go to a conference call? Are they going to go to a video? Are they going to hear any audio about you? Are there, is there an event? Is there anything that's going up? Do you have any tools or games or anything that's going to interact them? And that's what we teach, those interactive things. Or website traffic. When they get to your website, what are they doing? Is it just 10 pages of reading, or is it something entertaining? Social networking. It truly uses social networking, has 300-plus connections. That's a huge database. That's like taking someone and saying, hey, Joe, why don't you roll out your database, roll out your Rolodex for me, and let's call all of your people. That's the power of social networking if you use it properly.
Yep.
Internet leads. I'm not telling you internet leads don't work. I'm just telling you can't live on internet leads alone, because they get more and more and more expensive. And as you're in this auto world, you're going to watch your close ratio drop. And so maybe you were closing 20 or 30% last year. Now you're watching that drop to 20% or 15% or 10%. The other thing about internet leads, guys, most of the companies are really pushing retention. Really, really pushing retention. Internet leads are not good for retention.
Nope.
They're not. Most of the folks that show up on the internet, what are they doing? They're price shopping. So guess what? They will leave you for $5. They'll leave you for $10.
Oh.
Unless you're having the things that we talked about earlier, those value conversations, you're decommoditizing the auto, you're moving into the other areas and using the auto to cover other weaknesses, you're not just becoming a clerk, you're not just doing checklist marketing, unless you start to really drive those things home, you're finding out more about those folks and digging deeper and seeing how this particular thing can be used, like I said, to help cover other things, those internet leads will leave you for $5. They'll leave you for $10. Kind of like my dad used to tell me about marrying. Be careful who you date, because that's who you end up marrying. Same thing here. If your whole business is built on internet leads, then that means you're basically looking for a price-driven relationship. So don't get mad when they leave you for $10, because that's who you dated. That's who you ended up marrying. So they should be a piece of your puzzle, but everything shouldn't be built around those things. Let's move on down. We already went over the monthly sales goals. I showed you the agency bonus tool. Telemarketing. How do you actually work your telemarketing? Well, first thing you want to do is you want to set defined times in your agency for telemarketing. We're talking 2 to 3 times per week for 1 to 2 hours if you're using the cloud, which is the cloud call center I showed you on our website. If you set aside 2 to 3 hours per week, 1 to 2 hours, guys, you will drive more business. You'll drive more auto, especially if you're calling a good source, a good list. You will drive more. What's a good list? The best list you can call is an X-date list, somebody that you've already talked to, you've already quoted. See, because if you're not emotionally involved in the rates, and that's where a lot of agents are falling short, I got agents that are building X-date lists, but then they won't call them back. Well, we were more expensive 6 months ago. You know what? That's 6 months ago, and maybe something changed. Maybe they went with the cheap auto insurance 6 months ago, and now something happened. Maybe a friend had an accident or whatever, and they realized, wow, I need to get some real auto insurance. You guys have seen that commercial. I think it's the Allstate commercial where they say, go get you some grown folks insurance. Well, guess what? Maybe they, over that six-month period, they have decided, I need to go get some grown folks insurance. Same thing here. It's not your job to get emotionally caught up in rates. Your job is to put your processes in place and you work your processes. So again, 2 to 3 times per week for 1 to 2 hours if you're using the cloud call center, which does pretty much everything for you except half the conversation, a good telemarketing start, a good telemarketing base. And I know there are agents that are out here laughing. One of my agents, Teresa Greenfield, down in Florida, you know, I think she's a 10, 11, $12 million agency, whatever she is, she laughed. She called me after the last webinar and said, are you kidding me? 2 to 3 times per week for 1 to 2 hours? Are you kidding me? I'm like, you'll be amazed how many folks don't even do that. So, yeah, the bigger agencies they are, they got telemarketing programmed into their day every day, every day. They know who's going to do it. They know who they're going to call, and they know what they're going to say. But for you guys that don't have a telemarketing, this is a good start. Again, use a cloud call center. Ask all prospects if you can call them back at the next renewal. Never let a prospect get off the phone without asking them, may we call you back at renewal? Yes. Great. I'm going to put that in your notes, because with this new Federal Trade Commission and the new do not call, if you don't get permission, you're not supposed to call them back. If they did not give you permission, you're not supposed to just be able to pick up the phone and call them back. So make sure you're doing that. Remember, if it is a cold call, you cannot leave a message. Does not mean you can't telemarket. See, that's where a lot of folks are confused. They say, oh, we can't call anybody anymore. Yeah. Yes, you can call them live. Yeah. You just can't leave a message because then it seems more like an auto dialer. But I can call you and live. I can have my person sit there and you're not on the do not call list and call you live. Okay? Even if you didn't request it. I just can't use an auto dialer to call you and leave you, you know, leave these mass messages with everybody. All right, let's move on down. X date mailing process. You can use homeowners X date info to market auto if you don't have auto information. Very important, guys. I know you guys are saying, well, I don't know their auto X dates. Well, 50% of the time they're wrong anyway. You know, or I don't have their exact car information. Vehicle 1, vehicle 2, vehicle 3. Okay? Swag it. Sophisticated, wild-ass guess. Put it together best you can. Use the homeowner's X date info to market auto. How does that work? Well, you say, well, there may be, let's say Kohl's. I'll take Kohl's information as an example, one of the companies that we use. I'll go out to Kohl's, and I'll dig deeper into Kohl's, and Kohl's will tell me that there are 2-3 people in the house over 18. Well, at that point, I just kind of guess. I say, well, a man is 50. He probably drives an SUV. Woman is 39, 40, she probably drives either a midsize or maybe even a small SUV. 18-year-old probably has an older vehicle. And I just put vehicle 1, vehicle 2, vehicle 3. Put it on a postcard, whatever I'm going to do, mail it out. Is it accurate? No. Do I claim for it to be accurate? No. My job is to talk to 3 or 4 times more people. Okay, that means I got to prospect 3 or 4 times more people. My mailing should go out every other month to the same prospect household. This is where a lot of folks get lost when they talk about X date mailing.
You can't do that.
If I don't know when your exact X date is, then I need to mail you every other month, because if I mail you every other month, at some point I'm actually going to hit that window where your X date is located.
Mm-hmm.
So mailing should go out every other month to the same prospect household, January, March, May, July, September, November. See, this is why you have to know your numbers. Because if you don't know what areas are effective for you, if you don't know which part of the state you should get to, if you don't know which tools or which processes seem to be working best for you, you're going to throw money away. You're just going to throw it out anywhere you can and hope that it sticks. No. But if I can define, I know that we are competitive in this area, that we are competitive in this demographics, that we are competitive with this particular group, now I can find information on that group and market to them. Maybe I don't have auto X dates, but I know their homeowner's information because that doesn't pick up and move, and I mail to them January, March, July, September, November, consistently to the point that now I'm getting it. But remember, mailing is only a piece of it, because on every mailing, I want to extract more things. So even on that mailing, I'm going to drive them to other things. When I sent you guys the newsletter, I put information out there, but I also drove you back to my website. I have free videos, all kind of free videos and training that keeps people engaged with Inspire a Nation until they're ready to spend money or utilize our services. But you have to do. You have to engage people, okay? Use the homeowner's X date as a start point. In a generic quote, marketing material should drive prospects to your video, your website, your conference call, or whatever it is that you're doing. And for my members, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's in your video library, and I'll show you again where to find it. List marketing. Remember I said earlier that you have to be more specific with your list, and that's true. You have to look for credible list providers that can provide you FICO-like scores, multi-vehicle, mailing addresses that are national change of address verified, because you can't just throw junk out there. I got agents that are mailing stuff out, and 50% of it comes back with the address wrong. And agents that are trying to do telemarketing, and 70% of their phone numbers are wrong. That's not a good business model, is it? You can't build a business that way. So you want to make sure you've got good, credible list providers that are giving you real information. Make sure you look, if you're going to buy a list, look for a list broker, not a list compiler. What's the difference? A broker is a person or company that goes out and gets real information, overlays it based on the criteria that you ask for. So if you say, I want credit scores above 700, multi-car homeowners that own a boat, they will go out and find that list. You may have to go to 4 or 5 different companies, but they'll overlay it and put it together for you. A compiler doesn't do that. A compiler is one of these big companies that over time, they just gather information, and then they just sell you the list. And you can tell because those compilers, their information is not accurate. They don't even claim for it to be accurate. It's accurate within a year. A broker normally is going to be accurate within a week to a month. So again, if you're going to buy a list, and you're going to telemarket or mail or do whatever you're going to do, look, make sure you're looking for a list broker, not a compiler. And for you, for our members, we've got some companies out here that we recommend, Cole Information, Melissa Data, Absolute List, AQS, that we know are list brokers and the information is accurate. All right, I'm eating up a lot of your time today. Hopefully you're getting some information that's going to drive you home. I try to get you out in an hour. I know I said an hour and a half, and I do that purposefully because there's some agents that if I put 20 minutes, they'll show up. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you really believe that you're going to learn something in 20 minutes? The only thing I can do in 20 minutes is sell you something. That's about it. I can't teach you anything in 20 minutes. So I put an hour and a half, knowing that if you will register for an hour and a half webinar with a stranger, you're pretty serious about getting information for your agency. And but it's really going to be about an hour. So members should review the video and document library and make sure, members, that you attend our monthly implementation calls. For you non-members, what we do every month is we have calls with our members where we spend about 30 minutes to an hour. We help them figure out what one or two processes they want to get in place that month, and then we move forward, make sure they have all the job aids and checklist and everything that they need to move forward. If there's a company or a tool or process or vendor that they need, we will go out and try to research that for them to make sure they've got the best tools. I set this program up because this is what I wanted when I came in the age, when I came into the insurance world, and it wasn't here. I wanted a mentor. I wanted someone who didn't just come in and tell me sell more life insurance, or someone who didn't come in with their own preset agenda. I wanted someone who was really concentrated and focused on what I needed for me to grow my business. Okay, not just be a figurehead for somebody else or another corporation, but for me to grow the Williams Family Agency, which was my first agency, and be able to grow that. But it wasn't out there, and so I created it. That's where this came from. Members should review the video and document library, attend your monthly implementation calls. Some of the other things that you need to make sure you're reviewing, members, conference calls, website, how to drive more traffic to your website. You know, we got videos out there on that, social networking, internet leads, all of those things. So now with that being said, let me show you this. I'm going to go to the actual, go to our video document library. When you first sign in, this is mainly for members. For you guys that are non-members, this is a good overview for you how we kind of do business. When you first sign in, you've got your videos here. And then on each video, oh, one other thing. For you members that have not been in a while, if you look on this far right side over here, you're going to see three squares, and then you'll see a line, or three squares and a line with three lines. Make sure you click the three squares with three lines. That's what gives you this view that explains every video. I'm going to scroll down. I'm going to go to Complete Webinar 4 as an example. I'm going to open this up. Guys, especially you non-members, I want to reiterate this to our members. Everything you need to put a process in place, we have already put the documents, the checklist, the forms, everything together, and it's right there on the video. You never have to go out and hunt for anything or wonder where it is. It's right there on the video. Now, you guys that have the mentoring manual, of course, you got even more than what's available here on the video because we have an entire form document for you. But let's just say, I'm going to go ahead and pause this. Let's say you come down. This particular video discusses different checklists. Like, we got our auto policy quote sheet, we got our new customer, our claims process. So for you members, remember we talked about claims? There are a lot of members, especially you guys in Texas and New York and D.C. and all these other things. You're hitting claims like you've never seen before. This is where you get your value. So go down and print off this claims process. Remember, every time you see one of these, this is a hyperlink. You click on that hyperlink here, it's going to ask you if you want to open. Go ahead and open it and print or save that document. But again, for you non-members, this is everything that we do has it right there. I don't want you to have to hunt for anything. Okay, my job is supposed to be to make your job easier. And so we try to make sure that every document, form, job aid, anything you need to implement these processes are right there for you. Okay, so let me shut this down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I probably have taken up more of your time than what you plan on giving me today. But again, I want to stress to you, you're a member. Please make sure that you set your implementation calls. How do you do that? Call us at 877-206-5925 and leave a message with one of our global operators. Remember, guys, all of my staff is all over the country. You guys that have been with us a while, I'm a big believer in technology, so I have part of my membership coordinators are in the Philippines, they're in Russia, they're in Poland. I have staff all over the world because we do so many things on the Internet. I can be able to hire folks from other places as well as in the United States. When you call this 877 number, you're going to get one of our global operators. They're going to ask you if you want to leave a message. As soon as you leave a message, that message is instantly shot out to all of my staff and myself, and then we make the determination who's going to call you back. This happens almost instantaneously. So you should get a call back within, at the longest, an hour from someone in our business. And this is how I'm able to keep the price so low so that I don't have to charge you $3,000 to show up for a seminar or workshop. I can keep it $50 a month and be able to manage and keep you happy as a member. So again, call us or email us at info@inspirenation.net. Members, go out to that video training library. We put a lot of work in there for you. Make sure you're there. Hopefully this really helps you to understand what you have to do. And you do have to do more. You know, this is 2010. This isn't 2007 anymore. So the real estate bubble is gone. Now you got to get back to being real insurance agents that provide coverage that causes the least amount of disruption to our customer's quality of life should a claim occur. Okay? And that's not a rate conversation. That's a value conversation. All right, guys, I'm going to shut it down. If you have any questions, just email me. I'll be more than happy to answer as many as I can for you. All right? I really, really appreciate you being here today. And again, next month our focus is on how to write more life insurance. I'm going to go out and get some of the top-of-the-table producers around the country and let them share with you what they're doing to write more life insurance in the agency. Okay? Now, that's going to be member only. I'm not going to lie to you. That's probably going to be member only for next month. All right, guys. I appreciate you being here. We will talk to you another time. Thanks. Bye.
Free services.
Yeah, I know.
You are?